Sam Beam is here today. He is Iron and Wine. The folk rock artist has released 3 albums, a number of EPs, a widely heard cover of a Postal Service song from the film Garden State, and a mutually rewarding collaboration with Calexico. His new album, The Shepherd's Dog, represents a leap in how his songs are presented with a variety of engaging arrangements and much fuller backing. Early on, Sam had described the new album as his Swordfish Trombones. That is the album on which Tom Waits completely changed his style and experimented with a number of sounds.
Yeah, it's surprising that it's gotten so much attention, because I just mentioned it in passing when we were mixing it. But Jonathan from Sub Pop was there, and he wrote the bio for the record, which was very kind of him. He did a very good job. But he mentioned the fact that I had said this, but we were just talking about the record, and he was commenting on the fact that it was so different than the other records. And I just mentioned that I wasn't worried too much about it, just because I always found so much inspiration from that Swordfish Trombones record. It's such a fearless record. Different sounds, different styles of music all thrown together, and it works, regardless of what he was doing before.
Yeah, and the other thing Swordfish Trombones kind of represents, and I wanted to make sure that that wasn't what you were saying, is it was like a real break for Waits. Yeah. Like, you could look at one part of his career and the second kind of stemming from that out.
Right, yeah. In my mind, mine wasn't such a break. It feels like it's been evolving in this direction for quite a while, but I can definitely see how people who tuned out for a while and then tuned back in for this would definitely be jarred, possibly.
Yeah, well, the last EP was edging kind of this way.
Yeah, definitely, yeah, the last two of them, I think. Yeah. So in my mind, it wasn't such a departure, but I can definitely see how it would be jarring to people.
Well, that said, we should kind of just, because you are here alone with your guitar today.
Yeah.
So we should kind of describe, maybe play some that people have an idea what we're talking about. What's really different, I mean, on a real macro level, is that this is an Iron and Wine album you can absolutely listen to and not necessarily have to pay attention to the lyrics, which seems really odd when you describe your work.
Well, that's definitely true, though. I mean, that was part of the MO going into it, really, to make these layers of entertainment, if you will, hopefully, or you could listen to it in one sitting and maybe pay attention to the lyrics and get something from that, maybe. And then, otherwise listen to it for the music. And also, like, little textural things that you might not pick up on, like, in first or second or maybe even third listen. It's a headphone record, really.
I love that expression. Well, why don't you do a song as they started?
Sure. Yeah, they all start pretty much the same way as the old ones do, but here's good. This song's called Boy with a Coin.
To a car that flipped on the turn when God left the ground to circle the world. A girl with a bird she found in the snow that flew up a gown, and that's how she knows God made her eyes for crying at birth, and then left the ground to circle the earth. Hey, yeah, yeah, in the sea, walked to a town that all of us burned when God left the ground to circle the world. Hey, hey, yeah,
the Coin, which was the first song we got to hear from, at least on record, from the Shepherd's Dog, the new album from Iron and Wine. And of course, you can get the EP or lengthy single of that if you want a couple of extra tunes. I'm curious about how a sense of place affects your music, because I know you live in Austin now, but spent a lot of time in Florida, mm-hmm. Miami in particular. And then I guess you grew up in North Carolina?
South Carolina. Actually, yeah, in Columbia.
Which had more of an influence on you, do you think? Southern Florida or South Carolina?
Well, definitely South Carolina. I mean, I grew up there. I was in Miami for about 5 years, and I love it there. But you know, I spent the first 20 years of my life in South Carolina. So, yeah, it definitely had a bigger influence. For me, the context of which I write is pretty specific. I mean, I try to write general human experience kind of songs. I mean, they're not really essays, they're more like poems, but the context is actually pretty specifically the Southeast of America, yeah.
Sam Beam, Iron and Wine, is our guest today on The Cafe, and we're hearing some of the new songs in their stripped-down form today. What would you like to do next?
This song's called Resurrection Fern, which is probably, as far as the stuff I'm going to play today, probably the most similar to the way it sounds on the record.
Stubborn boys, we've big green eyes, we'll see everything. In the timid shade of the autumn leaves and the buzzard's wing, and we'll undress beside the ashes of the fire. Our tender bellies are wound around in baling wire. All the more a pair of underwater pearls than the old tree and its resurrection
Another one from the new album from Iron and Wine, Sam Beam. That's Resurrection Fern. That's a good example of it. But all through this album, and I guess throughout your work in a lot of ways, there's lots of natural images that.
Well, that's our experience.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, the city is almost an aberration. You know, I write stuff, you know, about, you know, these are the metaphors you have to explain, you know, the human experience. You know, you talk about our physical bodies or. The spiritual, the physical, the animals, and, you know, everything.
The images in that take are really beautiful. They take me back to being a kid, and I wonder if that was if the it seems to. You talk about you write poetry, and yeah. You're not linear in that song at all, but
right.
The whole images strike me as is it come out of youth, or does it? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you know, you draw from all over the place. I mean, sometimes, yeah, you definitely try to reach a memory that has a certain effect on you. I mean, I try to do anything that it doesn't. You know, I'll do anything, anything to create interest. You know, it's hard to find. You know, after a while, you keep struggling to try to find stuff that you actually relate to, or or causes a reaction. And sometimes it's by design, sometimes it's by pure happenstance. But yeah, anything that has a strong connotation and is entertaining.
Right. I understand you live in a house full of girls.
Yeah, that's true. Four girls.
Has that? I mean, that's a strongly feminine thing going on there. Is that
affected you? Tapped into my emotional side.
Yeah. Or is it mostly just having the kids?
It's a big, yeah. I mean, I'm sure my experience would be totally different if I had boys. But, I mean, the biggest thing is, yeah, becoming a father. And, you know, it's a brand new ball of wax, that's for sure.
Iron and Wine are with us. And what, Iron?
This Sam's song here. Is called Peace Beneath the City. Forest up in flames, black valley, peace beneath the city, where the women hear the washboard rhythm in their bosom when they say, give me good legs and a Japanese car and show me your road. Bodies buried by the interstate, a well-dressed boy and a pig with a bullet in the brain. Black Valley, peace beneath the city, where the white girls wander the strip mall singing all day. They sing, give me a juggernaut heart and a
a Japanese car and someone to free. Same name, Black Valley, peace beneath the city where the women tell the weather but never ever tell you what they pray. They say, give me a yellow brick road and a Japanese car and benevolent change.
Peace Beneath the City, another one from Shepherd's Dog, the new album from Iron and Wine. And you mentioned starting the writing on this a while ago, and I think I read something that, you know, it was probably in Wikipedia, and you can never trust Wikipedia because who knows who writes it. But it was something about how the war affected.
Oh, right. You know, it wasn't so much. I feel like I almost regret saying anything because it's so misquoted and misinterpreted. It's not the war. I mean, there's nothing really confusing about the war. I just disagree. But my confusion was a bit more social in nature where, you know, because I thought he would lose. And then when he won, I was like, you know, I don't really have any idea what people want. You know, I don't know the people around me. And it's one of those violent shifts in perspective, you know, that are really fertile ground for, you know, whether you're painting or writing or whatever you're doing, it's fertile ground for any creative work. And so that was more along the lines of what happened, the crystalline moment where I really only realize these things in hindsight, you know, when I'm in the middle of it, it's not, you know, you're just writing, but it sort of manifested itself in some more, you know, these songs are a bit more social in nature. They take some surreal turns where, you know, everything's relative and things can be read in different ways, these kinds of things.
I've yet to talk to anybody who knew the theme of their album before they were finished with it.
I know, it just doesn't work that way. I mean, if you do, then you're writing an essay and it's not quite the same.
Not at all. Well, you want to do something older to finish up with?
Yeah, I'll do Naked As We Came.
Says, wake up, it's no use pretending. I'll keep stealing, breathing her. Birds are leaving over autumn's ending. One of us will die inside these arms. Eyes wide open. Spread a heart, ashes round the yard. She says, if I leave before you, darling, don't you waste me in the ground. I lay smiling like our sleeping children. One of us will die inside these arms. Eyes wide open, naked as we came. One will spread a heart.
Thanks for doing that. That's naked as we came.
Yeah, thanks.
Sam, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Real treat. Thanks for the new work as well. Iron and Wine, our guest today here in the World Cafe. Be back in a moment.